Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Man, we as wrestling fans had no idea what was going to happen with Roman Reigns when he did return at Payback 2020 and beat Braun Strowman and The Fiend, because we were actually seeing history in the making. Now, I don't think you can actually argue that it wasn't best for business, because here we are after a 1,360-day reign for the head of the table. So I thought we should sit our tushes in some chairs, which I've done now, and rank the very, very best to the very, very least best. So I'm not saying worst, because I think Roman's run should be the name of a TV series. Was pretty damn impressive. Number 32 versus Sami Zayn on the 3rd of December SmackDown. So this was more angle than match, because Roman Reigns did indeed do away with Sami Zayn in 15 seconds. After Brock Lesnar had become very mad, he'd marched to the ring and he had just destroyed everything in his path. But it was so bad that Usos actually had to hold up Sami in the corner before Roman went and got the victory. But when you now put this in your brain and remember everything that was going to come after it, especially with Sami Zayn, it's actually quite special to go back and watch now, because we were planting seeds that we didn't even know were going to grow into glorious trees. Number 31 versus Daniel Bryan at the Elimination Chamber 2021. So it's another smash and grab for Roman, because this one went 96 seconds. Yep. However, once again, it was being done, I would imagine, with a future Bryan versus Roman Reigns clash in mind, because Daniel Bryan had just survived the Elimination Chamber, and because of that, he got instant match with Roman Reigns, because the American hero was essentially dead. Well, Roman easily beat him. There were some amazing parts, like when Daniel was able to lock on a last gasp yes lock, although it didn't work. But once more, when you go back and watch this now, you can't help but applaud it like some sort of frog. Number 30 versus Finn Balor at Extreme Rules 2021. So this one is difficult because, of course, the ending is utterly ridiculous. Because WWE clearly didn't want to defeat the demon version of Finn Balor. So instead, at one point, he went to the top rope. When the ring magically broke, he fell to the floor and he got defeated. And here I sit in April 2024, and I still don't know why this happened. Now, the match itself is actually really fun, and you have that bit when the Usos beat up Finn, but to the beat of his entrance music, he comes back to life. While it is quite corny, I'm just going to level with you, it's also quite cool. It is fair to say, though, WWE didn't know how to get out of this without shenanigans, although I suppose you could say that it protected Finn. Also, yeah, it was a little bit dumb. Number 29 versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 38. Now, this isn't their worst WrestleMania match by a long shot, because, of course, they got into it many times before Roman became the super-duper champion. But the reason I think WrestleMania 38 suffers is because you have the return of Cody Rhodes, and you have all that stuff with Steve Austin. So when you got to the last match of this weekend, I don't know, just all of a sudden felt like we'd seen it before. It did indeed add the WWE title to Roman's collection, though, which only helped him and essentially did underline everything that we'd done with Lesnar up to this point. So maybe this one was just a little bit too obvious. I mean, nobody thought that Brock was going to be the guy walking away with all the gold. By this time, we knew the plan. Number 28 versus Jey Uso at SummerSlam 2023. Because it's just a little bit too long. The tribal combat stipulation was a really smart idea, though, because, of course, the bloodline was imploding. But yeah, you could have cut like 10 minutes off of this. I think it would have been way more entertaining. The main story spin here as well was, of course, Jimmy Uso returning to the fold and screwing over his brother, which just made you feel sad in your tum-tum. But by the same token, we did have Jey Uso in a main event at one of the biggest pay-per-views, premium live events of the year. So everyone was like, give him a pat on the back. He did it. I mean, maybe without all this, he doesn't become the massive merch seller he is in 2024. Let's not pretend that this one didn't have a purpose either. 27, John Cena at SummerSlam 2021. This will likely be the last time that John Cena and Roman Reigns ever fight. That's right. Seeing Cena return as a surprise at Money in the Bank the month before this, though, was absolutely excellent. And of course, Roman finally won when they did meet here. And once more, that just made everyone go, oh my gosh, who's the king of the castle? And yes, it's another one that did suffer because people were going, there is no way Cena is going to win, especially because he was going to go back to Hollywood. But when you get two stars of this nature going at it, well, you can just sit back and enjoy it for what it is. And without this too, don't forget when we get to WrestleMania 40, we probably don't get the John Cena running. I'm totally fine with it. Number 26 versus Randy Orton versus LA Knight versus AJ Styles at the 2024 Royal Rumble. So we just needed something before WrestleMania 40. Here it was. It originally was meant to be Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns when somebody in the back went, well, Randy's only just returned, then he probably shouldn't be losing right now. And given that AJ Styles and LA Knight were already going to fight at WrestleMania, well, why not throw them all into a big bag? This one really does stagnate, though, somewhere through the middle, because you just knew that we were going to get to Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns Part 2. Although we hadn't learned about The Rock at this point. But that wasn't the idea anyway. So as fun as this was, well, you never have to watch it again. It is entertaining though, and of course it helped LA and AJ do their thing. So once again, I ain't gonna be mad at it. It was just another tick in the box. Number 25 versus Goldberg at the Elimination Chamber 2022. So this was a dream match in the sense that I don't think anybody thought these two stalwarts would clash. But at the same time, when people were making such lists, I don't think anybody actually wrote down Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. Through the Roman Reigns story, though, it had to be done because we just teased this and teased this and teased this. And you know the deal with this match. It was just spear, 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 Roman wins. It also allowed Roman to start feeling like the endgame of WWE because now he was beating bona fide legends. So here's another one that you can't just skip over. I know Goldberg's time in WWE towards the end got a little bit weird, but he still lost here. It helped the head of the table no end. Number 24 versus Braun Strowman on the 16th of October 2020 SmackDown. These two just have good chemistry. I don't even know why. This was where at the start of Roman's reign as well, so some people are actually pondering to themselves, well, maybe Braun Strowman could win the championship back, because at this stage, we didn't know he was going to hold on for it for 1,000 plus days, and it was the Thunderdome. We had to spike the rating. Instead, though, what actually happened here is it underlined that this brand new Reigns was far nastier as a character, because he didn't just beat Braun Strowman, he wanted to humiliate. That itself made it very exciting, though, because now you could wipe the sweat off your brow and go, oh my gosh, he is properly going to go heel. As the saying goes, the rest is history. Number 23 versus Finn Balor on the 23rd of September 2021 SmackDown. We've already addressed part two of this, but I would say that part one is far better. Once again happening on SmackDown, these two guys just went out there and had all the fun in the world. And look, on some of these near falls, you could actually buy that maybe Finn Balor was going to win, because once more, Roman hadn't had a crazy title run by this point. With that said, though, Balor also felt a little bit like a filler feud, because Roman was moving on from Edge and Daniel Bryan, who he had just beat up. But it is Finn, for goodness sake. It's not like the man doesn't know what he's doing. Number 22 versus Edge at Money in the Bank 2021. The first pay-per-view premium live event we were actually allowed to have proper fans after the pandemic. It led some audience members to go, well, that is a special occasion. Maybe Edge is finally going to get his moment. He did not. Instead, it was just to end that match and start setting up something with John Cena. But by this stage, Roman was just going through everyone. His resume was amazing. Edge did get the visual pinfall, but the referee wasn't looking, so he wasn't able to see when Roman finished this. But 10 seconds later, nobody was talking about it, because Big Match John did return to the fold. Number 21 versus Rey Mysterio on the 18th of June 2021 SmackDown. I gotta be honest, I don't remember this one. Kind of sums it. Put together during the pandemic, we just threw Roman and Rey in a Hell in a Cell, even though we were on TV, mostly because Reigns had decided to beat the living piss out of Dominic Mysterio. At this stage, the deadbeat dad was still concerned for his son, so he wanted revenge. It also felt more like a weapons match as opposed to a cage fight, because we did keep relying on those, but listen to the names once again. Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio are never going to have a bad match. In the end, though, we were ending this feud on a random Friday night, which probably told you what direction it was going to go. Roman kept hold of his belt. That kind of spelt the end for the Mysterio family. And after this, they all fell out. Number 20 versus Kevin Owens at TLC 2020. Roman and KO had so many wars during this championship run that Kevin probably should have turned up in that main event at WrestleMania 40, and everybody would have understood why. Ultimately, it still worked though, because of course at WrestleMania 39, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were able to win the tag titles. So this match he had with Roman Reigns to just show you that he was really pissed off at the bloodline. Well, it all came together. In total, they had four title matches too across Roman's three-year reign. I'm just going to call this the least best. I'm using that word again because it's still flipping good. As always, 2KO just goes out of his way to suffer all this punishment. The man does not get his credits. Number 19 versus Kevin Owens on the 25th of December SmackDown from 2020. Given that Jey Uso had helped Roman Reigns at TLC beat Kevin Owens, Owens had come out and said, listen, I think I deserve a rematch. and he got one. This time we were in a cage and we just decided to mega tease here because Kevin kept coming so damn perilously close, and at one point he was going to walk out the door when the Bloodline were back and they handcuffed him to the steel. I was like, what a pile of baloney. Roman, being the asshole he is though, then basically stepped over Kevin in order to get outside. And look, we are really early in the title run at this point, so to see him being such a dickhead, well, it did get you a little bit excited. This was not the big dog that we used to know. Number 18 versus Cesaro at WrestleMania Backlash 2021. Another result that was never in doubt because Cesaro never got anything in WWE. We still all celebrated this because finally the Swiss Superman was in a much deserved main event. The story ruled as well because Roman was all like, Cesaro, you've got nothing on me. But all of a sudden, Cesaro started busting out all these skills and Reigns sold it on his face. He was absolutely terrified that he'd underestimated this man. He also got lucky because it was a wrist shot that hurt Cesaro's arm, which allowed him to apply the guillotine choke and get the victory. And when he's walking away too, Roman's face is a picture. He's like, my gosh, that almost went really bad. So here's another one. It is an underrated gem that many people have gone and forgotten about.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Number 17 versus LA Knight at Crown Jewel 2023. Wrong place, wrong time. That sums this one up. Because WWE was never going to take the title off of Roman in Saudi Arabia. And also at this stage, they weren't going to give it to LA Knight. Don't ask me why. It just worked. The real plus, though, is that Knight was able to hang in the main event here and no one even blinked an eyelid. And let's zoom forward to April 2024. He's still being featured at the top of the card and everybody still loves him. So it's not like this was a failure. Also, LA was allowed to go out on TV and say, the Bloodline kept distracting me in that match. And they did interfere. Something Cody Rhodes kept ignoring. So in terms of protecting the man, yeah, we did. Number 16 versus Kevin Owens at the 2023 Raw. The aftermath of Sami Zayn turning on the Bloodline is what was talked about here. But maybe if Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens hadn't had such a good match, this ending wouldn't have worked as well. Because you just knew that KO and Roman were going to brawl around the place and pull out the stops, which is absolutely what they did. But we were also looking down the line because, of course, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were going to win those tag team titles. So everybody should go and watch this today, especially the final piece of the puzzle. It still gets me, even though it was over a year ago. This was wrestling cinema, that stupid term, done right. 15 versus Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewel 2021. Paul Heyman was firmly in the middle here as his two former clients basically fought each other. And this was finally a main event in Saudi that felt like a main event, not just some glorified house show. There was proper shenanigans too as the Usos smashed Lesnar with a couple of super kicks and we hit him with a title. Plus the referee was knocked down, so we had to summer another one up from the back. Just underline that Lesnar got totally screwed here and he probably should have won. from this point on. That was basically the formula that we repeated and we repeated and we repeated. But look, once more, you look on it now, it all worked out pretty well. I ain't getting mad. Number 14 versus Seth Rollins at the 2022 Royal Rumble. Now, this one is huge to talk about because technically, Seth Rollins won. It was via DQ when Roman decided to apply the guillotine choke and wouldn't let go, even though Seth did get to the ropes. And don't forget, Rollins came out dressed as the Shield here, and that tied in to what we did at WrestleMania 40, because Reigns wasn't able to handle it. And who knows, in 2024, we may finally revisit this feud, and if we take it a wink and a nudge to this, I'm going to lose my mind. So in hindsight, this match is mega important in terms of what we were going to do. If it was a different show, I'd give it an up. Number 13, Kevin Owens at the 2021 Royal Rumble. The highlight of this is when Roman decides to get in a golf cart like he was in GTA, with Kevin Owens on the front of it. It's one of the best visuals in modern wrestling history. It was also a last man standing match, which meant there was a bit more of an idea that Kevin Owens could win. And technically he did, because at one point, people were definitely down for the 10 count, but because we couldn't undo these handcuffs, the referee had to count painfully slow. And yeah, that worked great, but mistakes happen. Also, let's not forget that during this, we were still in the Thunderdome, so these two fought all over the place. It was just one of those pandemic matches which brought you the goods, made you forget about the craziness that was going on outside. Number 12 versus Daniel Bryan at Fastlane 2021. This match hit such a high, everybody looked at themselves and said, yep, we've got to put Daniel Bryan in the main event of WrestleMania. The two just have the best chemistry, and somehow Roman levels his game up when he's facing Daniel Bryan, and Bryan does the same as well. Even though it sounds like hyperbole, I could watch them wrestle forever, and sadly, we'll probably never see them fight again. Edge was the referee as well, and that played in, because at one point Jey Uso super kicked him, and that's when the Rated R superstar went absolutely crazy, and he beat everybody up with chairs. It meant that none of this was fair, because when a second ref was able to come to the ring, Roman Reigns just pinned Daniel Bryan. Once more, this was going to tie into WrestleMania. So when you do watch them back to back to back, I think WWE probably had this plan from the start. That's the way you're meant to book wrestling. Number 11 versus Jey Uso at Hell in a Cell 2020. Which also is important to say here, because it's essentially the start of the bloodline. It's also still really good today because, of course, this is the match when Jimmy Uso runs out and he says, Roman, you're meant to be family. Why are you bludgeoning your cousin this way? When he quits on behalf of Jey, because he can't handle the pain anymore. Reigns also just uses this to gaslight and emotionally manipulate everyone, and he beats the hell out of Jey Uso here. And once more, look where we are in the timeline. People were looking at him going, man, this ain't the same dude. You also get the ending with Roman Reigns celebrating with the tribal leaders, so we were also kicking off with the tribal chief stuff. So in terms of important matches, well, this could be at number one. Ooh, the flub knows where we are without it. Number 10 versus Riddle on the 17th of June 2022 SmackDown. There is a near fall so good in this match, even Twitter asked the other day, does Matt Riddle regret his actions and getting firing from WWE? Because if this match is anything to go on, he could have been twice as big of a star. The real joy was the 180 by Riddle as well, who was acting like a goof backstage, because he was just a monster in this. And when he does hit the RKO for a wonderful 1-2-oo, even though it was just SmackDown, some people thought that Matt Riddle was going to become the WWE Undisputed Super Duper Champion. The finish is also amazing too, as Roman counters a springboard into a spear as he basically steals the 1-2-3. So forget about all the controversy around this with the individuals. In terms of a match, my word, it's great. Number 9 versus Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam 2022. I mean, don't forget, during this, Brock Lesnar drove a forklift to the ring and he tipped up the squared circle. And it was quite the incredible visual. If they had done every other stipulation, this is where we did the last man standing one. And when Brock decided to pull this off, Roman Reigns just fell out the ring. And many people thought that was probably going to be the end of the thing. And it could have done. Reigns hit his head on the damn mat. They also did every single thing possible here, including burying Brock Lesnar in a pile of rubble, they being Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. Because it weighed so much, Brock Lesnar was not able to get to the count of 10. This is basically when the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar feud ended, but this went way over what people were expecting. It's actually one of their better matches. Number 8 versus Sami Zayn at the 2023 Elimination Chamber. And yes, if you want to put this at number 1, I've got no problem with it, because watching it now, it is still a wonderful piece of art, because the hometown boy Sami Zayn gets an amazing reaction, and even though it's a B pay-per-view in the middle of February, once more, audience members were thinking to themselves, I think Sami could win, and then they were devastated when he didn't. In terms of doing a job, though, they absolutely excelled here, with, of course, the Bloodline getting involved again. But the big takeaway at the end of the match was, well, now I'm going to have to tune into SmackDown, which is exactly the point of something like the Elimination Chamber. But we had told this story so well, even if Zayn had have won, nobody would have even blinked an eye. This is the Sami Zayn that a year earlier was doing Jackass matches. So don't you tell me he's not the most versatile performer ever. I genuinely think that he is. Number 7 versus Daniel Bryan on the 30th of April 2021 SmackDown. So Bryan was leaving WWE and decided that he should go out on his back to the champ. Of course he did. Daniel Bryan loves to lose. Now this would likely be number 1 if it wasn't in the Thunderdome, because that does suck away the atmosphere. But we just go back to the chemistry that these two had. And once again, Daniel was doing these 1-2 oohs that actually made you go, they're going to make him the WWE champion. It also helped that the stipulation here was that the loser had to win SmackDown, although I suppose Daniel could have got pinned for the 3 and gone to Raw. But instead, he did lose, and we were never going to see him in WWE again. But this is such a treat of a match. I don't want to repeat what I said earlier, but they could do this anywhere at any time. At the very least, they'd probably smash out a 4-star one. Also, this is the match when Roman Reigns came out to his brand new theme, which popped everybody, and he was half naked now. So we were going through some changes. Number 6 versus Logan Paul at Crown Jewel 2022. I know, you're all going mad, but a good match is a good match. This was a good match. It definitely over-delivered. I don't think anybody was going, oh my gosh, Logan Paul is going to win this. But Roman just sells his ass off here, and he makes Paul look like $1 million. The shot you can see on the screen now kind of sums up this whole match, and it sent a huge message to the WWE Universe that Logan was far more than just a flash in the pan. And actually, if he dedicated himself to the craft, well, he could go on to be something pretty damn special. Well, that is sort of what happened, and Roman Reigns must have known that too, otherwise he would not have put the job in here. And good grief, my man went to work. Number 5 versus Drew McIntyre at Clash of the Castle. Because people believed, man. That's right. Most had decided that Drew was definitely going to win in his fake hometown of Wales, so when he didn't, they were genuinely mad. You also get the debut of Solo Sikoa with a very well-timed ref pull, which sent everybody crazy. And this just added more facets to the Bloodline. And it put Drew McIntyre in a very sympathetic situation, which a year later he would use to turn heel. So once more, in terms of historical importance, this one is right up there. I mean, it's just a fantastic main event that tricked everybody. That doesn't just happen. You gotta plant those seeds. Number 4 versus Jey Uso at Clash of the Champions 2020. So this was Roman's first ever defense of his belts. In many ways, it was one of the best. Jey also proved himself here and actually started to tell people, oh my gosh, he can be a single star. And even though he kept getting his ass beat, man, some of his comebacks really got you going. He could have won it too if it wasn't for Roman kicking out and punching him right in the balls. But that too told its own tale. Now Reigns was gonna start acting like an absolute coward who didn't care how he would win matches. That was the complete opposite to what we were used to. He would also totally pretend this wasn't the case, which was able to wind up fans. So there was more to this than we probably realized. And a few weeks after, the Bloodline would become a proper thing. Number 3 versus Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 39. So now we know what happened at WrestleMania 40. 39 is even better. And I genuinely think it's a clash. It also showed that Roman and Cody were totally meant to each other, because they have an amazing match here. And there is something about the shock of Cody losing that I can't get away from. Go and look at the faces of the crowd. They actually can't believe it. It also made Roman more of a hated heel and an idiot, and it made people fall in love with Cody to the point we could prolong this for another 12 months, where he did win at WrestleMania 40, which we'll talk about in just 1 second, and become one of the best, biggest baby faces WWE has had in one hell of a long ass time. Number 2 versus Edge and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30. And I know once again you're getting mad, because this is when Roman did indeed stack Edge and Daniel Bryan and got the 3 count. But I actually think this helped the character and then some. The dude was totally unhinged. It was also one of the first title defenses in front of a proper audience, because people in small smatterings were allowed back into arenas. And that's one of the reasons people thought that Edge was going to walk away with the gold here, because you want to send the fans home with something happy, especially because the world had been crap. Well, WWE saw it differently. Because as we would soon learn, the company was going to go all in on Roman Reigns, who, yes, did indeed pin Daniel Bryan and Edge at the same time. But given that those two dudes have recently gone off to AEW, well, not recently, but that's where they've gone, this actually helped Roman maybe way more than we were expecting. Also, just a really good match. No one talks about that anymore. Edge and Daniel Bryan especially are totally out of control. I like it a lot. Number 1 versus Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 40. And it ended here. Of course it did. It is truly one of the finest sports entertainment matches you'll ever see too. And some of the kickouts are absolutely ludicrous. Like, I swear at one point, Cody Rhodes gets shot and he gets his shoulder up at 2. The fact we also got John Cena, The Rock, and The Undertaker involved in this just made it an absolutely wonderful spectacle, and it's one that I'm already going back to, even though as of me talking to you, it only happened like a month ago. I also totally believe that we could have stuck to a one-on-one here, and it still would have got the similar reactions, because people were just so desperate for the American Nightmare 2 win. Well, it allowed you to take any path that you wanted, as long as it ended with Cody getting the 1-2-3. It also put him into super main event territory and made him a babyface like we haven't seen in WWE in years. And as I'm talking to you, Roman Reigns hasn't come back to TV, but it sounds like he's going to be a good guy too, all because what we did at WrestleMania 40, and because you always want to continue the joy after you come out of the biggest show of the year. Well, this has to get a whopping 5 stars. I think it is brilliant, and I actually think in a year's time, it's going to be even better still. So he's a true classic and sums up modern day WWE for me, but I want to know what you think about all of these in the comments below, and maybe I missed a match because I am stupid. Like the video, share the video and subscribe. Click the video on the screen to continue your What Culture journey. Otherwise, thank you very much for joining me, my friends. I'll see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.